recent biennial budget for Wisconsin, passed last year, made significant investments in mental health care. Stakeholders gathered in Madison today to discuss the impact of the state's investment. Barbara Becker directs the Milwaukee Office of Disability Rights Wisconsin. She called the state funding bump historic and pointed out that the investments were sorely needed.
I hope that we're at a turning point. Historically, we've had very inequitable access to community-based services, and we've had an over-reliance on crisis, emergency, and institutional services.
A report released by the State Department of Health Services earlier this year found that in 2011, 49% of people living with a mental illness in Wisconsin did not access treatment. Additionally, Milwaukee's mental health care system has drawn criticism for its reliance on emergency room psychiatric care. Governor Walker called the system a natural disaster earlier this year. The biennial budget investments to combat those problems totaled nearly $30 million and included the expansion of community-based care and pilot programs for peer-run treatment centers. Beckert says as those programs are implemented, stakeholders are discussing other prospective changes. Those include amping up state programs that keep the mentally ill out of correctional facilities.
Far too many people with mental illness are inappropriately ending up in the correction system, and we need more opportunities for diversion.
Beckert says she hopes those needs will be addressed in the upcoming legislative session. Laurel White, Wisconsin Public Radio.